Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails.
Lemon face. Lemon face.
Oh, my tummy, you had too many pizzarrón.
Too much pizzarrón.
Ah!
So many veggies on that pizzarrón, dude.
Good, so pizzarrón. It was, God dude. Damn, Filippi's. Dude.
Filippi's. Any location in San Diego.
Woo!
Good stuff.
Even the Santee one, apparently.
Have you met people where they're like, oh, it's too much cheese.
It's too much cheese.
And it's like, oh, you're
tell
you're
them
an
shut
idiot.
The fuck up, yeah.
So you don't like
too much
pizza.
Cheese on your pizza? Just fuck off.
It's like, oh, it's too much pizza. Like, too much pizza on my pizza.
Yeah. Just eat less of it, stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, can I get a pizza with no cheese, no sauce, no veggies?
Just a bunch of bread.
Just bread.
I just want a loaf of bread, please.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gozer Podcast. I was 356. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Matty Ding Dong.
Hey there.
Wow, this is re.
Hey there.
Hey there. How's it going?
Bro, it's good. Hot. It's hot as fuck.
It's not even that hot.
I'm sweating here.
The sky went ahead and turned on the heat.
Heat. Oh, yeah. They did. That regular 75 degree sun left and sent his angry fucking brother with all his humidity friends out here.
These people in East County, they're like, it's cold in here because we have fucking AC on the second floor of the office. And I'm like, it's nice and cool in here. And they're like, no, I like the heat. No, I like the warmth. I'm like, it's not warmth. It's fucking scorching heat. Like 100 degrees is not
warm.
Go
outside, dumb fuck.
Yeah, like, 76 is warm.
Dude, yeah. This is a different kind of 76. There's some fucking humidity from the melting of the polar ice caps or some shit, dude. But San Diego is not that dry heat that's nice at 75 anymore.
It's 70 right now where we are.
And I'm sweating my ass off in your house. It sucks. Just wait until August and September get here. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be rough.
Hopefully, we'll have the solar in place by then.
Hopefully,
so we can just
you have
run
a pool,
AC.
Dude,
there's no pool by September. Are you stoned?
Not the way you're doing the sink.
Wow.
Damn. Team Ronnie.
Got him.
Yeah.
What?
Other than being hot, things have been good.
Yeah, have they?
Other than my leg and my sciatica coming back and not being able to walk.
Yeah, that's one of those shows.
That's super fun.
Nice.
It sucked, dude. It's hella sucked. I've been to the doctor twice this week. It's like, give me fucking something for
fuck,
this.
I should keep a journal.
Of what, all the times I'm injured?
Yeah, so I could like go, when you're in like peak fucking cockiness, I could just be like, 3 weeks from now, you will have physical ailment, this.
Oh, so you can kind of, it's like,
yeah. Like
predict
it's like the
coming.
Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it sucked. I don't even know what I did. I went to bed and I woke up and it was like pain.
It's like his
all
version of
right
a period.
It's, kind of.
He just hurts himself.
I got it in the middle, like, I got in the middle
like
of my
hero,
sleep.
It's the hero's journey, but at stage six, he gets cooked.
Plus, like, that power base for my bed broke, so it's like stuck in this like semi-zero gravity position. Where it's like your hip still dips down. It's more for like lounging.
And when I dip, you dip. Wait, how's it go?
I put your hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip.
Yeah, that song's dope. That
song is dope. Yeah, so I've been sleeping in an uncomfortable position.
So your week has not been very good then.
I mean, it's been okay.
He's being positive. He's being.
I haven't had to work, so that's good. I got flexed one day. I called out another because I couldn't walk. So like.
Oh!
Yeah. But nice.
Your building must not even fucking know who you are anymore.
Yeah, they're like, you still work here, bro? What the fuck? Yeah, I've been hardly working the last month. It's been kind of nice.
I wouldn't say I missed it.
No, have not. Not at all.
That's right. Nice. Yeah. What about you, little homie?
Things are going good. You're working this bitch into
damn,
the ground.
Damn, is this Snoop Dogg again?
Pachanga.
No, that wasn't Snoop Dogg. That was Dr. Dre.
Thank you for reminding me. You know what? Because he told one of the listeners, like, trust and believe, that'll be a recurring thing. Never happened again. So it's like,
fuck. Well, I thought you were going to bring it back.
Well, I was, but it's like I need to, like, make a list.
You just need to
don't
program
forget
it onto
to
these,
bring back
Pachanga.
Buttons. Wuchanga. But it's got to come out. It's a thing because you got to like do it naturally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
you can't force it.
But you have to remember it. So it's like, fuck.
You gotta see, but if you don't remember not it, to force it, is it really that good?
Yeah.
If you don't remember it?
If I don't remember it, that's a good point. Because I get to decide.
That's true.
I get to decide which
your song about people's views, watching the news, that was inspired. That was good shit right there.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. What'd you think? You
I like that, that one.
I thought, I'm good. Like, are you talking about the movie we're doing tonight? Yeah, I gotta send that to Sophia again. Just a reminder of that.
Send it to everyone.
Yeah.
You like that one?
I mean, that was a good one.
How can you show me how to upload those to the Discord so we can share them with the world?
Sure.
I'm sure we can.
The world is like 15 people.
Oh, man. Well, that's good.
What about you? How was your week, little homie?
Pretty good. This is a short-ish week for me. I had 3 actual work days, and then I have 2 days of training.
Damn.
Dope. Which is hella dope. Yeah, I got this nice new Yeti mug from the trainer today.
Dope. Very for free? Happy.
For free.
That's dope.
I got new Allen wrenches today for free.
That's dope. Free stuff is dope, dude.
Free stuff is dope, especially when it's like actual good stuff and not, you know, Comic-Con backpacks.
So if you want good free stuff, go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast, dude. There's all kinds of cool stuff, like the episode we just did on Total Recall. That's on there. I was reminded that we did an episode on Martyrs. That's on there.
Ooh, that's good.
Did an episode on The Fanatic. That's on there, dude. That shit's good.
Who reminded you we did an episode on Martyrs?
He himself did.
Yeah, no, somebody was recommending it. I'm like, oh, you're recommending Martyrs. That's very edgy of you.
Martyrs is edgy. And I love it.
That one sounded wet, dude.
Yeah, you gotta stop now. That's
enough. I got a muffin ass now. It gets caught.
Yeah, but you can stop doing that on mic. That'd be cool. that'd be great.
I mean, he's not doing it on the actual mic.
Please do. He's like forcing it. That's the problem.
That's what Sophia tells me. She's all, you forced them out. And I'm like, all farts are forced out.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Unless you have no control over your bowels. Some of them
take you by surprise. You hiccup and fart at the same time.
Okay, well, 90% of farts are like intentional. Like, I'm about to fart and is anyone around? Well,
no. It more so sounds like you clench up your asshole and try to rocket them out at like sonic speed.
To make them make extra noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's...
But the beauty part is he might shit himself one of these times.
I might have already and just not told you.
I didn't want to say anything. I might
smell it. Sitting in my own stuff.
Nice.
How about you? You said you had 2 weeks or 2 weeks. You had 2 days of training and then you have a couple days off.
Well, yeah. So I today and tomorrow training and then I'm off till Thursday of next week.
Thursday.
Dude. Yeah. It's weird.
Oh yeah, because 4th of July.
Yeah, and then I took 3 days after 4th of July, but I got to be back for an install on
this week. Any plans?
No, just hanging,
just drinking.
Not so much.
Kidding.
Just fork knifing.
Just fork knifing.
He's always speaking of drinking.
That's water, dude.
Oh fuck!
Gotcha. Damn.
Fuck. Gotcha, bitch.
That hard seltzer right there.
That's dope.
This is empty. It's from last week, dude.
Damn.
That's how you know he's functional as fuck with a little tiny can of hard seltzer.
There's like, not 8 of them lined up.
It says 5% alcohol. Like he has no problems.
That's like, still more than like a Bud Light, isn't it?
By a bit.
You're gonna need a little more than that to ruin your life.
That's why I take like 5 shots before I drink those to get like.
Oh, you know. See now. Yeah. You gotta reverse it with him to get him.
This
to
just
be,
helps maintain.
No, just kidding. I'm not drinking today.
Damn, you went all over the place.
Gotcha, bitch.
You drank at work, so you could sober up at
right,
home.
Right, right, right. I went opposite because I wasn't working today.
Have you ever drank at work?
No.
And would you admit drinking and driving on the air?
Well, I don't think I've had beers with lunch.
Yes.
Previous to this.
Close. Keep going.
Place, but not at Patterson. There's no fucking way.
Okay. Well,
wouldn't.
Starbucks lets you drink at work. Well, on your lunch break, it's in the handbook that on your lunch break, you're allowed to have one beer, one cocktail, or one shot.
I was thinking like, yeah, they let you drink coffee.
No, you'd like go across the street to the local bar and just do a shot or have a beer.
Why is it in their handbook?
Don't know, because they like a little taste of the sauce.
That's just some shit Alia told you, dude.
No, I used to work for Starbucks, too. It's the same. I used to go across the street to the old sod, the little Irish
pub. That's just some shit you told yourself, dude. Maybe.
He's like, they went out of their way to include it in there.
It's in the handbook, like, you are, you know, allowed to take a 30-minute look. Looks like I'm drinking.
Yeah.
You have 30 minutes to buy a fifth
that
of
means,
vodka.
That means I can drink one drink.
If there is a CVS within walking distance.
This fucking guy is a, hey, look. The manual says I have to take a break. They didn't specify exactly how.
You can
how.
Have 1 6-pack of beer, no more than 7%. You can have 1 small flask of liquor.
Mm. That's dope. You do you, little homie. That's what it says in the handbook. You do you, little homie.
Well, there's definitely.
And if you
people...
put it into a Frappuccino, you can drink it while you're on the floor.
Mm. While you're on the floor?
Yeah, you know, like working the floor.
Got it.
Oh, you know what? I did want to tell you about something. It's not a huge... I know it's jarring. I know. I'll take you there. No, when we went to see... I mentioned we went to watch 45 minutes of Jurassic Ass in the theater last episode. Before I went, this is at Plaza Bonita, which... Plaza Bonita is a mall here in...
Which is a fucking ghost town, by the way.
It's fucking terrible now,
it's
right?
Wild, yeah.
So... Anyway, it's about 9 p.m. and the mall is closing up, but the theater in the mall is still open. But they're trying to close up the bathrooms, but the little walkway is still open. And I had to fucking take, unsurprisingly, a shit. I just had to go. I had to go.
Unsurprisingly,
and I saw a dude walk in there, and I'm like, well, I suppose it's time to go shit.
We're dueling poops.
So I walk in there, and this dude's pissing and hurrying up and getting out. And then I'm like, I'm not hurrying for no man because the movie doesn't start for 45 minutes. So
he's like, I'm going to get it up to my
movie at 9:40. You start movies at 9:45?
Hell yeah. I'm fucking.
Bro, that's psychopathic.
Yeah, I'm fucking dangerous, dude.
He does damn. Always post like hella late when he's at the theater.
Dude, it,
not always.
But like, I'm sitting, like, dude, like, after, I don't want to derail your story too much, but like, no, after getting home from work, getting the kids, like, you know, getting them fed, getting them ready for bed, getting them in bed, I'm like,
fed.
Like, 9:45, I'm like, I'm kind of nodding off. Time to go meet me.
I try to fight this bitch, but it's hard. But, so I get in there and I start doing the thing, and then I hear this voice. And it's like, the guy's like, the day is over. The day is over. We're closed. But it's like, he's got a strong accent. And then I'm just being quiet. I'm trying to shit. And then now he's like right in front of the stall. I see the feet. And he's like, ready? Ready? And I'm like, ready for what? He's all, the day is over. The day is over. And I'm like, no, the day's not over because I'm already shitting. Like you're not helping it speed up because I'm trying to. I'm already mid shit, and he's like, "We're closed. The day is over." So it's a guy trying to clean the bathroom, and
you weren't shitting the theater bathroom.
No, it was the mall bathroom, and I'm like, dude, like you can't. This is not how shitting works. Have you ever taken a shit? You can't come and rush someone in the middle.
Yeah, but the
shit.
Day is over.
It was like, and I wanted to be like, dude, let's talk about who decides when this is over. You know what I mean?
You have some philosophical talk with him while you're shitting.
I'm on the toilet. Wow. You would have to physically remove me from the toilet.
He could have just turned the light off and locked you in.
It wouldn't have stopped him.
It was like, I think post-COVID people have just locked. They're like, no more. No more. It's 9 o'clock. You're fucked.
You got to go fucking home.
Yeah, dude.
You go shit at home, dummy.
I feel for him, but it was bizarre because he's like, the day is over. Like, damn, you need to go home.
That motherfucker
dude.
Wants to go home.
He wants to go home.
You're shitting on his free time.
Thanks. That's my story.
You watched anything, played anything, little homie?
No, Fortnite and the boys. The boys. Still good. We're like halfway through season 3 right now.
Okay.
It's dope. That's it. I ain't done shit else.
I ain't seen shit.
Just played Fork Knife. Little Hunt-A-Killer.
Hunt-A-Killer.
Like, dope. That's all I do is hunt killers. Well,
if you mean killer by the human spirit, that's all I do.
I hunt killer whales and sell them to SeaWorld. So Jorge can go visit them with his kids. Damn, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, right?
Well, that's right. They're probably against SeaWorld, aren't they?
Who?
Him and Hi Sophia.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I was against Sophia.
I was against Sophia before I saw Blackfish.
No, shit. I was against SeaWorld before Blackfish. That's right. You got it. You got it. That's just like the meme would suggest.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. I watched. There's rewatches.
Mm.
One of them is.
You don't say.
We went and saw the Fifth Element 25th anniversary theatrical showing. Which was dope. And it's aged well. I remember ditching school to see that movie with Donovan and George Ortega. And I was expecting some like Blade Runner-esque thing, you know, and was like, what the fuck is this? I think I was like 15. Anyway, this is probably the third time I've seen it in a theater because they had it at a midnight showing a couple of years ago. A couple of years before COVID, actually. But a lot of fun. Chris Tucker. Dragging it up is dope.
Mila Jovovich in that little bandage suit.
Yeah, that orange little I like outfit. That movie, but I think I can go the rest of my life never watching it again.
I've seen it once, and it was like 15 years ago.
I got to tell you, it is exponentially better in a theater. It is a really good theatrical
Maybe
watch.
That's it.
And the theater was pretty packed.
Hmm.
It was a real nice reactive theater thanks. For that.
Did you hear about the...
Not like... But for a 25th anniversary,
I show. Guess like the thing screenings were like was some a total, satellite
total
thing.
Fucking oh, mess.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, what was it? The sound was all garbled
sound
or something.
Because
Fathom Events, they've done this thing for a while with a lot of shit actually, but they stream their shit, and that's a mistake because you're not paying like premium ticket prices that are excluded from AMC A-list. So it's like $18 each ticket. To watch some streamed fucking trash.
The aspect ratio was all off.
Yeah, yeah. I heard they're going to bring it back and do it like the right way, even though people have already paid for it.
Yeah.
So, that's a mistake.
Yeah, well, I already people like, it. What is it, that Mick Harris guy? What's his name?
Mick Harris.
I Mick, think Garris? Is
Mick Garris. Mick Garris. Mick Harris.
Mick Harris.
He complained on social media and Fathom got right on it.
Oh, well, good for him.
They're all, well, we normally wouldn't care, but this fucking guy said something, so we're on it.
Mick motherfucking Garris.
Yeah, you know, like, he made some screenwriter. Movies. Oh, that's why.
He's one of the screenwriters.
He threatened to pull Hocus Pocus 2. It's like, I won't show it on Fathom Theaters.
I wish he would pull.
That's a piece of news.
He's pulling Hocus it out Pocus of his pocket, dude, just so out. You can watch it.
Are we going to watch it? For a Patreon episode?
Bro, that's your choice,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, maybe you're, for Patreon.
I mean, you act like I don't want to fucking hate stuff. Like
you act like I don't want to hate stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, I sold them all?
Let people not like things.
That's I'm with you. You don't want to even want to watch it. Hocus Pocus.
My meter has been depleted defending the last three movies, which were like pretty good to me. But
did we do the first Hocus Pocus?
You didn't like the Innocentes.
I liked it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But I had to defend it against outright claims that it sucked. And I was like, whoa, let me overcompensate a little bit. You know what I mean? I did like it. I liked it more than you. You don't fucking listen.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true
that's
either.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true either.
I think I was. Never mind. Forget it, man.
That's good.
You
that's
fucking
good.
Revisionist history ass.
I did like it a lot.
I did like it a lot.
I liked it. You know what?
You know what, dude? Favorite movie of the year so far.
Yeah.
I wanted it to
love
be.
It, dude.
I saw that trailer and it's Swedish and I'm like, I want this to be in my top five. I hope it is. It's not. You know, it's just not. But you know what would have been in a different genre if it came out this year? I finished my Bourne trilogy. The Bourne Supremacy and the Bourne Ultimatum. Dope. That motherfucker knows how to fucking drive a car and destroy that fucking car all the way down to the fucking last possible thing.
I don't know cars, so
the final thing on the car.
The last thing on a car, which is probably the headlights or something.
The muffler bearings. No, but I prefer 2 and 3 to the first one, and it's a good rewatch. Well, it's Paul Greengrass. He directed it. It's
Greengrass?
That's his name.
You like the Greengrass?
Where Paul Greengrass grow?
You fucked up. What? What else is... Did I watch it there?
I don't know,
The list.
We started I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer, which is the third in the series.
What?
Did you know they did a 2006 direct to video? I know what you did.
Yeah, but you started with the third one?
Yeah, I couldn't get that. I gave it. We got to 30 minutes. It was it was too dumb for me.
That's some fucking Thanksgiving shit right there. He's like, we're starting with number three.
Yeah. Well, oh, no, no. What I mean by that is we've watched the other two in the last year.
Oh.
Yeah. No, so I started the movie, didn't finish it. Oh. Here's really why.
I thought he meant he started.
Yeah. Inexplicably, but probably not. It's set in Colorado, whereas the first two were like in Maine, I think, in some coastal East Coast bullshit. But it's probably because it's low budget and direct video, and they shot it in Colorado. But it made me actively start liking Colorado less, and I didn't want that to happen, so I turned it off. Because it was like showing barns and stupid white people, and I'm like, fuck, man.
There's a lot of that in Colorado. It's not all just like mountains and
I don't want to see that.
Craft beer.
Stupid white people?
And they're just like farms and like a lot of people spread out.
I like Colorado because I haven't seen that side.
I like Colorado. I like white people. Not no more.
I like the progressive values and the fucked up airport and the beautiful vistas. What I don't like is dumb motherfucking white people and barns.
That is a fucked up airport.
Oh, it is.
Dude, all the Illuminati shit in there?
Yeah. It's wild. There is no
And they
joke.
Got a big giant horse with a huge cock just
with
hanging
red
out.
Eyes.
With red eyes.
Yeah, they got a whole like town, a whole city underneath the airport with
miles
tunneled
out.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and then they make a joke about it. Like with that.
Yeah, this is where the 1% is going to go when nuclear fallout happens.
Like, if you make a joke about it, they'll laugh at it. Like, dude, you still got some weird shit going on here. The murals are weird.
There's a book that I read. I talked about it a couple years ago, I think, where they actually store this giant killer robot underneath the fucking Denver airport. And it like sets off its lasers and kills a bunch of people. It's
really hell yeah. I like is that for real?
What?
The giant robot under the airport?
Is it real, dude?
Yeah, dude, it's real, dog.
That's dope.
Laser robot.
Have you seen that Boston University shit or the Boston Dynamics, whatever it is? They make crazy robots now. They do parkour and shit. They understand where their little robot dog is. That's crazy.
Crazy.
I started a show called Chloe. It's on Amazon Prime. It debuted earlier this year on BBC in March.
It's like a tech show, right?
It's kind of, well, I suppose, because it deals with, I made some notes here. Social anxiety, paranoia, issues of identity, modern context, though, with social media and image obsession.
That's you, dude.
That's all of us, dude. That's crimes of the future.
But especially
dude.
You.
But this chick is like stalking her friend from high school. And you know, it's, you know, those people
we've
where,
all done
you know,
that.
We've done that. No, where you haven't seen them since high school, but you've seen like their whole life go over social media. Like, oh, they have three kids and they live over here now and they got married. And we've, as a generation, we've seen this occur, even though I haven't seen these people for over two decades. It kind of like minds that, but this chick is like stalking her and then she ends up dying and then she goes and tries to like integrate her life or not integrate, but go into her life where it was. And it's pretty well done, but I could see the critics love it and a lot of the viewers, it was very polarizing. And when I see shit polarized like that, that's why I'm like,
yeah, hella excited.
Yeah, what's going on?
Let me see. Let me check under the hood of this car.
Yeah, how come the articulate people, AKA the critics, like it? But the dumb motherfuckers.
Are critics articulate?
Dumb. They kind of have to be at least articulate.
Is that us?
No, we're not critics.
I mean, we are.
In a sense, we are.
I know. I was doing a thing.
But we're not
cynical
critics.
And critical.
Well, yeah. Even if I disagree vehemently with their reviews, sometimes their views are very, very articulate and well-written.
Their views.
You got to review the review. You know what I mean?
View the review.
Anyway, I think you would like this show, Jorge.
Okay.
I think Ronnie would like it.
Okay.
I do not.
How dare you presume what my life would like?
My
life.
His life.
I don't know. I mean,
just kidding.
You're right, though. I have no fucking clue, ultimately. Because I could just be like, well, the main character's a chick, so she'll love it. What else? Oh, Who We Are. It's a documentary about critical race theory on Netflix.
And boy, it sounds uplifting.
Sounds like a light watch.
It's not a light watch, but it was a fucking very good documentary. I wanted to see it in theaters when it was released last year, but didn't get the chance or didn't make it a priority, if you will. And now it's available on Netflix, and I'd highly recommend it. It's good stuff.
Nice.
And guess what? The origins of the country,
Racist as fuck.
Racist
in as case you didn't know.
Imagine that.
They had no problem with white supremacy because they were white supremacists.
They didn't even have a name for it. There was just people.
Seriously, the guy was really fair. Actually, he made me turn around a couple of my views. He's more fair than I was.
Oh no.
He's like, I'm not saying all police are blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, you're not. Like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, bitch, you're wrong.
You fucked up my party here. You know what I mean?
I was on an all police hate train.
Yeah. Well, it's easier that way, right? When there's no nuance.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck yeah. But that's it.
All right.
Cool. What you do?
Let's see. After the release of this Jurassic Park film, I started rewatching the Jurassic Park films. So Jurassic Park, the first one, sucks. Fucking great. And then
I thought he was gonna say.
And then what the hell happened, dude?
You're talking about the wrong tree.
Lost
here.
World was directed by Spielberg.
Oh, yeah.
But holy shit, does it not have any Spielberg jism in it?
I'm gonna let you finish, but I'm gonna disagree. When the teenage gymnast kicks a velociraptor in the face, that's the best part of the series right there. That's so dumb, dude. They have her finish her like whole move too, like her whole routine.
Oh, where did you learn that? Oh,
it's like, no, dude, like a velociraptor doesn't give a
fuck.
Well,
the raptors get progressively more like slapsticky because like in the first film, like you have like actual fear. That they're gonna like tear your insides out, right?
Which is a good idea in that kind of movie.
But dude, yeah. The raptors like they get continuously more like, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you.
It's like Tom and Jerry.
And then and then he's gonna have this little horn. He's gonna blow it. It's my throat horn. And then he's gonna blow it. And I don't know what. I'm a raptor. I don't know what the fuck anymore. You know. And they're like they go like, you know, they're smart. They're smarter than dogs. They're smarter than blah, blah, blah. Well, not really, though, because like a raptor could not apparently see you as a human sitting in front of them.
It's fucking crazy. It doesn't really matter if they're smarter, if that's minor inconvenience for them.
It's fucking crazy, dude. Like, they went from, like, being able to open doors to, like, I'm just going to stare at you for 20 minutes behind a fucking liquid-filled vial of glass.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
You're right, man. The problem started immediately in the first sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I watched, I talked about it before, but it had popped up on my brother-in-law's Plex server. I watched Bloodshot again.
I thought you were going to say Bloodsport. I was like, hell yeah.
That fucking Vin Diesel movie, man. That shit is so crazy. I had forgotten how nuts it is. This motherfucker, he's got nanotech in his brain.
Hell yeah.
There's people with...
It was a good comic.
It's fucking nuts, man.
Well, at least look cool.
It's crazy. I do not recommend, but if you want to watch like some slapstick bullshit, that's the way to go.
I always forget about Bloodshot.
You should watch it, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Is it like there with like... Would you put it with like Gods of Egypt? Like in that level of stupidity, awesomeness?
So like it has the feel... They were trying to do like a Van Damme cyborg movie.
Oh, Cyborg?
Time Cop.
Is it called Cyborg?
Time Cop.
Cyborg?
No, not Time. Is it Cyborg?
There's a movie called Cyborg with Van Damme as a cyborg.
No. He's like a U.S. like he's a U.S. soldier and he got killed.
Oh, you're talking about Universal Soldier.
Universal Soldier. There it is.
You mean Time Cop?
Time Cop. So it's got that sort of vibe to it where they're like, you know, they brought him back from the dead and now he doesn't know who he is. And in fact, we've pulled the wool over his eyes many a time. And it's like, okay.
Well, cool. And it's like a Weapon X type deal too.
In yeah.
And Jason Bourne type deal.
It just executes in the worst way possible. It's so good.
Yeah. Do you remember the Valiant comic from
mm-hmm.
the 90s?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I said earlier, I just want to clarify. I'm like, oh, it's a good comic. I don't fucking know shit about it. I remember the covers looking cool. So I'm just coming clean. I never read the
comic. I'll admit that I did not watch the comic. But yeah, we're continuing also The Boys.
Dope. How far are you?
Not that far. We watched like an episode a night.
Did you get to Haley Joe Smallface yet?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. He became Haley Joe No Face.
Hell yeah, dude. That's dope. Haley Joe Smallface is in that. His face is very small.
That's right. And then I played a little bit more. I have played a little bit more of 20 Minutes to Dawn, which is still great, but I have not.
The Less Fork Knife.
I have not beaten the game yet, which is it's very difficult. But other than that, yeah, it's been fun.
Hell yeah.
Well, we talked about Hocus Pocus.
Mm. We talked enough about it, yeah.
We talked about, did we talk about Terrifier?
We talked about it on the pre-com. That's the
Terrifier 2 has distribution through Bloody Disgusting and is going to be on Screambox.
Screambox? Is that the name of this?
Screambox.
Dollar store Shudder?
Screambox.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah. Isn't Shudder dollar store Shudder?
Well, I thought so. That's, again, like, I feel like I'm repeating myself, there. But I didn't do it on the show. But, like, yeah, there's those media cycles where they start highly specializing things. And so now there's all these. When I heard a few years ago when I started with you guys and you guys told me Shudder existed, I'm like, they have a streaming service just for horror?
There's a bunch of them.
And now it's like, oh, there's a bunch of specialized services. So it's like, damn, dude. But yeah, what do you guys think of Terrifier 2 being released? With Dread Central and now with Bloody Disgusting.
I think that's an ultimate kick in the dick for Dread Central.
It's a bit of a snub. It's a bit of a snub.
Yep.
Well, I am curious Epic how owned that occurred. The rights.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they just licensed it or something, but yeah, that's kind of crazy that like arguably the biggest thing Dread Central ever did is now being released by their biggest competition.
Yeah. And that's not including us.
Now the chains are off. We'll say whatever the fuck we want.
You know, I'd like to think we had a little something to do with that. You know what I mean?
Oh, you think?
Dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah.
You are dumb. All right. Well, if there's no news, let's get into the review of the film.
There's some other fucking news, damn it.
You think about it for a minute. You can talk about it when we get back.
Okay, whatever.
All right. We'll be right back, idiots. You're welcome for that. Hey, dummy!
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
We're fucking back, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do we have anything to add about Patreon, or are you good with talking about
it
earlier?
No, just do it. Patreon.com/WhoGoesTheirPodcast.
Just fucking do it,
dude. Just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it.
Like, you already want to do it? Just fucking do it.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking sign up.
Yeah. If you want to be one of the ones that fucks, fucking go do it.
Mm.
There you go.
That's right. Even his intro has fucking a sciatica.
Yeah. Whatever the drugs they gave me are dope.
Damn, this boy in pain.
He is in pain, or he's doped up.
It sucks.
One of the two.
Right now, this fucking Miami Cola bang is giving me heartburn. That's what sucks.
You are fricked. See, I
feel like hot shit right now.
He's in the mode.
It's hot in here. Fucking my tummy's doing flippy floppies. My leg's all fucked up.
Haven't been able to crunch in like a week.
Making Flippy Floppy in almost a week. A fantastic Talking Head song.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Is it?
Wait a minute.
Making Flippy Floppies? Absolutely. That's a dope song name.
It's a badass.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
That was a song.
Everything. The song. The title.
The live performance.
The fucking
the
artist.
Big suit.
Behind the.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. The fucks.
Fuck.
The bass line.
What are you doing, Fred Durst?
What are you doing with Fred Durst?
Jesus Christ.
He just derp-a-derped him.
I heard that in a recent episode where it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it happens.
I was like, that's fucking experimental.
Yeah, it happens every once in a while on the Patreon ones because I don't fuck with the location of it. So it'll just appear every once in a while.
I was like, is this how he censors the show now?
Wait, they just put fucking Limp Bizkit over us.
Hell yeah.
Every time Rhett goes on a racist rant, dang,
game. Whoa. You can just say a rant. On a rant.
Well, it's the racist one specifically that he wants to block out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But speaking of racist rant, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little movie called Dash Cam, 2021's Dash Cam, directed by Rob Savage, who you might know from a little film called...
The Wonder Years?
What? It's Rob Zombie and Fred Savage smashed together.
Called Host, which came out... early pandemic to pretty decent reviews.
Yeah, I think we did.
And a lot of people said it was like one of the best of the year, and it was in none of our top
Which
five.
Is wrong. I mean, it's wrong. But
definitely
it was
wrong.
People are allowed to be wrong.
It was fine. Starring Annie Hardy, Amar Chada Patel, Angela Inarojo, Salen Baxter, James Swanton, Carolyn Ward, and then I think that's basically it. Gemma Moore as Gemma. Rhett. What'd you think of dash cam there, buddy?
This is bottom five material for me.
This is a story of a girl.
Here's the
who
thing.
Wore a MAGA hat and ruined the whole world.
There's this word called audacity, right? And this film has some of it. Like, oh, wow. Once it gets going, I'm like, it's like, oh, look at all this stuff they're throwing at you. Whoa. And then they're like deconstructing the MAGA thing and all this thing. And it's like, yeah. And I'll probably see more inept, just completely inept, shitty movies this year, but I won't hate them as much because I hate that this is found footage. I hate that it's doing this like mock MAGA person thing, which turns out to be not so mock after all when you look at the Twitter thing. And I did, at the request of one of our listeners, look up some tweets. I have them for to explore later. It was also extremely, extremely fucking boring to me the first 30 minutes. I'm like, is this a horror movie? You know? And then even besides all this, I couldn't get past that it did make me laugh out loud two or three times during her stupid fucking raps. And I'm not anyone to speak about dumb songs.
We'll get there.
And I couldn't tell sometimes, am I laughing because it's not funny or am I laughing because it is funny?
You're laughing because it's not funny.
And I'm laughing either way, so I guess mission accomplished. The credits, like, she seemed to do a better job with her rap. The credits were probably better than the rest
of the movie. I like the credits most of all, especially the, like, Shannon Moore wants less dudes' cocks in her butt. Like, that made me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the movie?
But this movie sucks. Like, I text you guys, like, 2 minutes in. I was like, I hate this movie, and it's 2 minutes. Like, the way Rhett described it to me, where he's like, yeah, it's, you know, somebody in a MAGA hat, and it's through their dash cam. Like, I figure it's going to be some good old boy driving his truck around, you know, running over people in the middle of the night, being like, you don't belong here, boy, you know, that kind of shit. Man, this was somehow so much worse. Because it's like, this woman who's a comedian or something, she's like
fucking obnoxious.
She like freestyle raps in her car, and it's like, dude, it reminded me of my brother when he was on meth, just spewing right wing rhetoric and like pretending like he knows how to rap.
Strong methamphetamine vibes.
Yeah, dude.
I was doing some reading. Apparently she's had struggled with addiction and made it out the other
side.
Yeah, well, meth is a hell of a drug. That shit sticks around, you know?
Yeah, it stuck around. Stuck around like that Foo Fighters song. I stick around.
That's a good song.
It's a good song. But yeah, man, like she's like they broke the first rule of making a horror movie and made their protagonist suck. So you don't empathize with the protagonist. You're not rooting for them. You don't want them to survive. I'm like, I just want this bitch to die.
Things are not that simplistic to me with that.
I want her to die so bad, so bad.
There are plenty of good movies with unlikable but interesting protagonists.
This one's not interesting.
No.
And somehow, like, COVID kicks off and she starts denying COVID. And then she's like, you know what? I'm just going to fly over to fucking London where it's so much better than it is here. And they just let her into the country. And then she just walks around and fucking...
being an obnoxious bitch.
Being an obnoxious American, acting like she owns the place.
Which, that's the point, dude. So I haven't watched...
What?
Such... an insipid fucking movie in a really it's a really fucking long time. Like I'm actively
since last year.
I'm actively just I'm not even irritated, dude. I'm just so fucking like
disappointed.
Caught off guard by its insipidness.
Oh yeah.
that it's almost good because of it, because it
see the audacity, right?
it's crazy because this film, dude. Okay, first off, a year and a half too fucking late.
Oh yeah.
Because all this stuff that happens that goes on in this film is no more. It's no longer like I identify with this because of the masking and this and this and that, and I'm just thinking, I go, well, if this is early COVID when you know people were still, you know, wanting to be masked up, she wouldn't have been flying.
So, yeah.
First off, fuck you for that.
I don't know if it's early COVID.
It felt early COVID-y to me.
It felt 2021.
Because the woman was still, you know, the homeboy's girlfriend was still wearing her mask inside with, you know, with somebody
wanting social distancing.
You know, all that stuff. It felt early COVID-y to me.
That's because they're responsible.
Well, dude, and also, like, the idea that a person could be so fucking tone deaf to fly across the country... telling no one, sneaking into her friend's house, slapping him awake
with a loogie on her hand,
and I just don't think there's an actual person who acts like this ever.
I would have to agree with you.
You don't think a person acts like this?
Not in this specific way.
I have to disagree with you.
Because, like, I do that. Because
I do that, dude. When I transform on the way to Santee, this is what I become. That's why you see this shirt.
This shit is nuts, dude.
It is nuts, isn't it?
It's fucking crazy, dude. Like, she does these, like, freestyle raps in her vehicle. And also, like...
Better than Drake's new album.
The movie's called Dash Cam.
There's no dash cam. It's her phone.
It's her phone.
She's strapped to her hat.
Oh God! Here we go.
It's brim cam, dude.
Here we go. And do you remember me mentioning
hat cam, dude?
With these movies where you guys say you give it a pass because it's part of the thing. Where I'm like, who would constantly be holding the camera still, right? This movie is like that for an hour, like. Why would you be filming it? Like, what the
For
fuck
real?
Are you talking about?
And then, like, all the shit that they were filming, all the good stuff, like, the feed cuts out, so nobody ever sees it.
Yeah. Oh, that was an interesting, actually, and it makes me hate the movie more, but it was interesting. Whether it had the live feed of the comments.
Yeah.
That was so distracting for me.
The comments I'm trying to read them with the cuck. It had all the fucking buzzwords, dude. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. These comments are better than the
movie. As a social commentary, I don't understand what this film is trying to do. Like, okay, that's exactly right. There are things about like people that are MAGA supporters that are insipid and fucking ridiculous, right? But she even somehow makes it worse. And
I've seen where she says she's like playing a character of herself. So she's like has these views. And I read she's very anti-science, but she says she voted for Kanye in case politics are real.
Here, let's to help understand this mystery, this enigma of what the fuck's her name?
Annie Hardy.
Annie Hardy. Here's a tweet. So I don't know if she's so much pro MAGA as she is anti-vax and learning impaired. Right? That you can say that, right? Yeah. That's good. Okay, that's sense. Okay, so
she's Ree Hardy.
So it's so crazy. Here's a tweet, right? It's so crazy how they can just say some number like COVID has killed 64,000 people in California, and you just think, oh my God, 64,000. Like, bro, that is not a lot of people. Especially when you consider 1/4 of us about to perish from shortages and pestilence. One day you'll see, ain't about to get the vaccine. That's a tweet. So Matt, what do you think of this?
I told you, I hate it. Like
what? But what do you think of that tweet?
So what we're supposing and what this actress is supposing is that she's doing like half bit, half like. Exploration of character is that what we're like led
is
to
it
believe
like Andy
here?
Kaufman
yeah it would, the, dude she literally had a tweet that
I'll
says
read it,
she's
I'll
on,
read it to you because I just I this is kind of where I'm getting
yeah
so,
but you can't just act retarded and say you're Andy Kaufman so or else the, I've been saying I would have said that 4 years ago
listen
you are
listen.
Andy Kaufman though
stop
get some help
just kidding. So here's another one I don't. Okay, so somebody tweeted at her. I was so bummed. I thought she was an amazing actress, funny as fuck. Then realized it wasn't acting.
Okay.
So her response. That means
all her views.
So her response to this was, "I don't become not those things." First off,
that's a hell of a sentence.
That's a hell of a fucking way to start off a sentence.
Lao Tzu would be like, "What the
Jesus
fuck?
Christ?
What are you saying,
dude?" Her crumpled manliness is yeeting all over this tweet.
I don't not become those things.
I don't not become those things because you have decided wrongly that I'm a Trumper. I've never voted for Trump. Part of the film is character. Part of me is character. I'm on some deep Andy Kaufman shit. I don't know where it ends myself. Don't let your skewed perception.
That sounds like a good excuse for somebody that doesn't want to be outright outed as a MAGA.
Also, I don't recall Andy Kaufman saying he was on Andy Kaufman shit. That's the whole Andy. That's what makes it Andy Kaufman-esque. You have to disappear into the thing.
Right.
Not just do like some slightly more MAGA version of yourself. What the fuck?
So right, I mean, so we're talking a lot about the actress and not so much about the movie, but I think it.
She is the movie, well, and like
what her an horrible, odd fucking choice.
Her horrible like delivery of everything, like you know, there's those movies where people curse and it just seems like unnatural.
Yeah, fucking cunt like, ball
shit. Yeah. Oh, shit on my dick. Shit on my balls. Shit on my clit. Shit on my chest. Shit on my ass. And it's like, what the fuck?
Like, well, we're led to believe that this person's like fight or flight is tied directly to her like her dick balls.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's like, what the fuck? Like what's happening here?
Look, in eighth Who grade in 1995, you? That was dope.
Well
right?
Then she cut when she was rapping about something, she said it was gay and she meant it in the 90s way.
What does that mean, dude?
I think it means like you, like for real gay.
All three of us know what that means. And it doesn't make it like it's like, oh cool then. You're good then. Like, no, it just means, like, you're basically, like, a chick incel. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she kind of is. She kept talking about how she wished people were fucking her.
Yeah. We were out of touch in the 90s. That doesn't make it any better. I mean,
No. That's, yeah, exactly. That's why we're out of touch. Right.
It's like every time she made one of those comments about, like, oh, I wish somebody was behind me. I was like, would I, though? Like,
not without the meth.
I don't think I could.
The meth would get it. What?
For me or for her?
The meth would make it possible.
Yeah, man. Life finds a way.
Like
meth
Ian Malcolm's
finds a way.
Meth men. Finds a way.
That's Alex Garland's Men starring Annie Hardy. Ooh, that would have been finds good. A way. Meth finds a way.
I don't wanna say that.
Allegedly.
Here, let's go to another tweet. But science isn't real when its scientists are bought and sold in order to support the narrative that keeps people in fear, quick to do whatever the propaganda machine of the news says they need in order to not die from a virus with a 99% recovery rate.
That's like something she said in the movie too. She's like complaining about something with like a 99.6% recovery rate.
So if we're to take her at face value, like the stuff that she's saying there that is obviously problematic.
Well, it's also nothing original. Like if you want to hear it, you can just go to East County.
Well, yeah. What I'm getting at is that like, so if she is truly doing like an Andy Kaufman style, like diving into the character and now she's like tweeting as the character, right? Mm. You've said some trite, sort of ineffectual bullshit, and now people just think you're a moron.
Oh,
which is the problem.
It's most of the reviews I've seen about this are like the most insufferable main character I've ever seen.
It doesn't make me like the film anymore that you're doing a bit in your real life.
She made me
if
hate
that's
the movie.
Case. So if she's doing a bit, fail. If she's not doing a bit, fail.
You made an important distinction here. Important distinction. Important. You made an important distinction. Because, yeah, if she's doing that, like, that just means it's not bound to just the movie. It means I hate everything you're doing constantly. Because it's so fucking, like, pointless. Like, and I don't mean, like, oh, it's nihilistic and it's pointless. Like, it's just, this rhetoric is already fucking everywhere. Like, you're not making any point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Andy Kaufman was, he fucking wrestled a dude. He got his ass kicked.
By
he
a woman, to, no less.
Yeah, and he had Jerry Lawler,
too. And he had to wear a neck brace. And he's fucking... It was bizarre. It was like watching a fucking a train wreck. This is just like...
Low-hanging fruit.
Well, this is super annoying.
When Andy Kaufman was doing... Kaufman. When Andy Kaufman was doing...
Andy Kaufman.
It was actually dangerous. Like, there was danger to him, not only to his... person, yeah. but to his like whole self,
and he there had wasn't real a thing called the internet in his too. Eyes. You know, it wasn't just like he did a lot
there
of math.
Like, there isn't anything. There isn't anything in this film or in her personal, you know, Instagram, shit. Her Twitter. There's nothing that provocative, like Rhett saying. It's all just surface level milk toast nonsense, and that just is like, oh, I'm doing a character. Do you get it? And it's like, yeah, we get it. But move on.
But it's a shitty character.
So, anyways, about this fucking movie, I don't hate some of the stuff they did. So
like what?
I
all knew, the shaky cam? Like,
go.
So the non-explanation of any of the plot?
The filming is bad.
Yep.
The acting is bad. I don't necessarily hate that creature.
The creature was dope, the little slug creature.
I kind of like the creature as it's, you know, as it's transforming.
I don't like it as the young girl,
from
old woman,
16-year-old girl to a old bitch,
old bitch
to a fucking spaghetti monster thing.
Spaghetti monster was dope.
I kind of like it.
Don't hold on.
Do you like all the shit involved?
I did like the shit. I did like that there was shit.
It made me just hate the movie more. I'm like, yeah. Now you're giving me close-ups of shit. Get out.
He's like, I just need to go to my own bathroom to see that.
We all go to our own bathroom.
And then it's
to
like when
that
old lady's sitting in the back seat and she starts like drooling blood. Like, it took me a minute to realize it because I'm trying to read the fucking annoying chat. Not only the chat, they had the little thing up in the corner of the window that made it look like, you know, when you hover over a YouTube video with, like, you know, before your mouse goes to sleep. And I just wanted it to go away the whole fucking time. I'm like, damn it, I didn't put the mouse off the screen. What the fuck?
Because this director knows his way around this sort of thing.
That's
right?
What I was about to say. When you guys are saying the filming, this is going to sound surprising maybe, but hopefully not. I don't think it's poorly filmed. I think it's very deliberately. I actually think some of this must have been a nightmare to choreograph. Okay? Like, to be fair. I just cannot fathom spending so much time and logistics choreographing something so fucking pointless and stupid. Because this would all have to be like, this enters the frame right here. We get this visual distortion here. We get this sound here. It's a lot to synchronize. It's a lot to line up and shit like that. And so it's not like I didn't notice that. You know what I mean? But I'm just like...
And there's some good.
This is what you fucking spent that time on.
There's some good practical effects going on. Like I'm like, I think technically there's some clever stuff going on.
You know what? This is a great movie.
This is
shit on my dick.
This is unfortunately shit on my pussy nip cum pussy dick. It's like, what the fuck?
That's a direct quote from the movie right there. Yeah.
There's a direct quote from one of the commenters, and I messaged this to you guys when it was like, what did it say?
Fuck, oh, you can't cancel me. I don't exist.
Well, that, no. But one of the commenters was like, I'm delaying my suicide for this. Okay. And it was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, that's some real 4chan
level shit.
Yeah. That's in the know. Right? Yeah. Like you said, the director, you were saying earlier, the director knows his way around this kind of thing.
Do you think that had the actress, our main actress, been less unlikable, or rather more likable, would it have?
I don't want to finish your sentence.
Well,
for
what
you.
What I'm saying is she sucks as an actress, and also the character's unlikable. And so that's what person. I'm saying. So,
and the point it's making as a satire, it is non-existent. Right. If it's trying to be a satire, it's like...
Yeah, no, it's too heavy-handed in its attempt to be a satire that it just comes off as obnoxious.
And it's late, like you said. And also, it's just very much like, okay, what? Imagine watching this 10 years from now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that with a competent actress who had a little more acting chops, I think that this would have, for me, would have pushed it more towards like, okay... I like what they got going on. The actress is doing what she can.
I think if you remove... That's not what you're saying, but let's say they removed the MAGA thing. It, like, take that out. Take that whole pretense out. MAGA person goes to Britain.
Just make her obnoxious.
You have a non-movie.
Yeah.
Because you have a string of, oh, no, you don't, because you got the grandma and the shit, and you got this, and it's just trying to, like, here, now this happens. Oh, now this happens. Now this happens. It's fucking incoherent, dude. Like, it's, like, yeah. It's very, very structured incoherence. Like... That's what it's meant to. I get that it's organized chaos.
Well, and what's crazy about it too is that, like, I don't know what I. We'll see if I can muddle my way through what I'm trying to say without coming across as.
Annie wouldn't delete it, dude.
Right. So
Annie, are you
okay? As a representation of
Annie doesn't live in fear like you, dude.
As a representation of, like, quote unquote MAGA folk,
last form of free media, it's, dude.
It, she's almost too progressive to be a MAGA.
How?
Because she's got a Pakistani friend.
No. Because that's going to be like, I have a Pakistani
that's
friend.
What I mean. That's what I mean. Like, I think that it doesn't go far enough, like, into the trope, if that's what it's going to be. If you're going to have somebody who is, if you're trying to show us that this character is truly an awful person, which is... I don't think what they're trying to do.
She's got a Pakistani friend. She agrees to give a black woman a ride.
Exactly.
She did it for money, but...
What would be much more difficult and savvy to do is to get you to empathize with this person, because it would show that, on some level, no one likes any of this shit that went on with COVID, right? So if you can, like, tap into that and get us to identify with that, that would have been satire.
See, right? But it
that's
was,
hard to fucking do, though. It's
but it
hard
was
to
all
do
the other stuff
Kubrick's
that came.
Dash cam.
It was all the other stuff that came with it too, though. Like her being a dick to her friend, her being a dick to his wife or his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so the whole
it
MAGA
never
thing
stops for her.
Yeah, the whole MAGA thing. It's that if you can separate that, but she's just a shitty person on
she's
top of it.
She's a shitty person. Yeah, that's what I mean, though. If they could have found a way for you to, like, it's kind of like if it,
it's like a Trumper with a heart of gold.
No. No, I mean, once you make her a Trumper, I'm done. I'm sorry. And that sounds really bad. Does it? It doesn't sound bad. It's just how it is. Like, I've disengaged, you know? But do you get what I'm saying, Harden?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I think that, like, when you've made that step, there's no way for me to identify with this character and feel any sort of sympathy. Because I'm like, well, okay, one less shithead in the world.
Well, look, man, I've talked to you before. I have some rational skepticism regarding the vaccine because there's no long-term data. That's okay. I think there's a difference between that and being a fucking Trump supporter, right? That didn't prevent me, however, from getting the vaccine, for better or worse, because we don't know. I'll know 20 years from now. You know what I mean?
Or you won't. Maybe you won't live that long.
Exactly. So
we're all going to die in 3 years anyway.
There is some
dude.
Nuance there, right? But yeah, so it once, like, made her, it went to MAGA land, but then, like you're saying, though, in a sense, it didn't go far enough.
Would you say she's a megalomaniac?
Well, because the whole deal, like MAGA you said earlier, is because, like, what we're saying is that all, you know, all MAGA people are racist. What this movie is saying is that's not true.
Kind of.
So
I mean,
kind of just saying, like, they're upset, and it's like,
why do I feel like she said a bunch of racist shit? Did she not?
Yeah, she did.
I don't. Maybe I missed it.
Oh, it's because you're a racist.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's... You know what?
You're just like, fair
There's
point.
There's a movie on Netflix called Who We Are. It's about critical race theory. And it's hard, man, because you grow up in it. And it's hard to see it sometimes, Jorge. When you're a...
Shut the fuck you're up.
It's what they call a Tio Tomas. The best... You're a much more effective Tio Tomas if you can't see that it's happening. You get what I mean? It's like a Manchurian candidate. Oh, he's pissed.
You just gonna turn it on the cheek, dude.
You gotta turn it all the way.
Cause you guys made a racist joke thing earlier, so you know what I mean.
Is that right?
So I'm going for you, not Matt.
coming after me.
Theo Tomas over here.
She did say racist shit, though. She did.
Yeah.
And now, I didn't watch it as recently, you guys, but pretty much everything she said about her friend was racist in some way or another.
Was it? I'm sure it was.
Yeah. She said that he was not white, therefore racist.
I don't I don't remember anything specific to point that, like, oh, that was pretty much like the worst things you could have said. I just remember it being inane. I can't.
Well, because most of it's just her driving around like rapping incoherently.
I shit on my dick and then I lick on my clit and then I suck on the dick and then that's it.
Speaking of which, you got jarring shifts in tone, right? Which I'm no stranger to, and films can do that. And it's part of the stupidity and the audacity of the movie, I guess. But again, it doesn't like pull it off. Like, it's like, I'm going to have her be completely insipid and then it's supposed to be scary. And it's like, I'm not getting scared by this old bitch levitating in the middle of the road right now.
Well, it was so, dude. So when we were talking about doing Black Phone, I told you I didn't want to do it because it looked too much like a Blumhouse movie. And like, you know what I mean by Blumhouse
movie. It is
like
a Blumhouse movie.
Yeah, made for a small amount of money for mass audiences to make a whole bunch of money. And that's exactly what this movie is. And it's a literal Blumhouse movie too. It's made for $100,000. It's all shaky cam and jump scares, made for mass consumption of like 14-year-old kids.
Black Phone has a lot more craft than this movie, just to let you know.
A lot more what?
Craft.
Well, I would imagine.
I would hope so.
This is like shaky cam the movie.
From the craft in there, actually.
Oh, dude, they are the weirdos, mister.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board, dude.
Dude, only, only at nighttime, dude. But, this fucking... I forgot what I was saying. I lost my point.
Dash cam is like a Blumhouse movie.
So it is. It's I told you I didn't want to do Dark Phone or Black Phone, whatever it's fucking called, because
Dark Phone.
Yeah, because it felt like a Blumhouse movie, and then I get a more Blumhouse than Blumhouse movie.
It's this is more human than human, actually.
I mean, I am the Astro Creep.
Yeah, what were you saying the other day? What is it about people defending Rob Zombie like at all?
That
was a fever dream, dude.
I did a rampage with them on fucking Discord.
I missed the whole thing.
I said, fuck him and his legacy of top hats, disabled strippers, generic fire effects, and fucking skulls. And then someone's like, I happen to like... It was Hans. Oh, God bless him.
Every time somebody says they like the Rob Zombie Halloween movies, I'm like, just shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut your stupid mouth.
Well, it's cool that these people...
That they're wrong.
It's cool that the listeners like listening to us because they know that there's like a bit of tongue-in-cheek here. But I mean, really... really, about this Rob Zombie thing, there's no tongue in cheek.
Nope.
That's he's some bullshit.
I went on my little Rob Zombie rant last night about like why the Halloween movies are bad and how he completely missed the mark.
His fucking dreadlocks.
Look at the whole thing.
Putting his wife in everything when she can't fucking ask.
That was the news too. He's got a new song called Shake That Ass. I don't want it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
That's a great name.
Yeah, he's like, shake, 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 shake that ass. Smoke, 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 smoke your grass.
Is that that's how it goes? Because that's dope.
You think that? Yeah.
That's dope.
It's not dope, dude.
It's not dope.
But people said the video's dope because it's animated and it has like a dude like his devil schlong coming everywhere. Therefore, automatically dope. And no, just because it has D... Like, the fact that the D...
Doesn't mean it's for thee.
Yeah, just because it has the D does not mean it's for thee, because it's Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to rap it, though.
Do the freestyle
just
rap.
Because it's got the D.
Just because it has the D
doesn't mean it's
for thee.
It's got to be
doing my own flow.
It's got to be more stilted than that if we're talking about dash cam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she sucks.
Just because it's just got the D does not mean that it's for thee. That's how it's like.
It is really totally shitty from that dumbass Rob Zombie.
There we go.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
How she would have done it.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
She would have added a lot more dicks in there.
But. I wake in the morning and I eat pancakes.
Yeah, that's dope.
I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath
and I sing real high.
That's a much better flow.
It is a much better flow.
I also have no idea what's happening in this movie. So she gets that old woman who they say has an Ariana Grande tattoo, but they never show it.
Yeah, they do.
Do Why? They? I know they showed it briefly on like a photograph.
Yeah, she lifts up her shirt and she goes, "Oh, you got Ariana Grande bed," when she's wiping up her shit.
Oh, I missed that. Maybe it's because there's duty on the screen. But like,
do you get all grossed out when there's duty on the screen?
No, but like, I don't know. I didn't need to see that much of it. You know, it's all up in her V.
Yeah. So then the girls the girls' mom starts coming after them.
Yeah, and trying to kill them.
It's fucking crazy, dude. This
movie has no but therefore, and it's got a lot of and then.
Well, it's because you say that you like the monster, but I'm like, what is happening?
I like exactly. There's a 16-year-old who's somehow old, and her mom is young. And her mom's trying to kill the people that have the 16-year-old old woman. But then the 16-year-old old woman freaks out and flies into trees and levitates down and rips her mom's head off. And then there's a cult and they all slit their throats. And then she's the thing.
That shit was so dumb when she's running with the phone, like in the trees.
She's doing this,
right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying about the found footage genre. Like, dude, they all do this.
Well, there's a part where Stretch picked up her phone and continued recording after she dropped her phone. I'm like, why is he recording?
Exactly.
Why are any of these people recording?
That's how I felt every time we watched a found footage movie.
I'm pretty forgiving with found footage stuff. Like,
I know you are.
I'm like, whatever, dude.
What do you mean? How can you be? It's supposed to be immersive. Like, it's real.
Especially with this one being on their cell phones. Like, why not use your cell phone as a flashlight?
Justify it looking like shit as if it feels realistic.
There are times when I'm like, eh, fuck, I don't give a shit.
I know, but
that's a mistake.
That's a mistake.
No, yeah. No. In this instance, I agree with you.
Can we rewatch The Taking of Deborah Logan? Have you guys done that? I've seen it a few times. I mean, as a show, you already did an episode.
Did we do it? I don't think we did.
Episode redux so you can see it now.
I was honestly thinking that earlier where we should like redo old movies, like redo brain scan, like movies we've already watched
years later. Redux. Dude, there's no way I could, like, I'm imagining watching Taking of Deborah Logan with you, like the whole movie, and trying to see you be entertained by this movie, Hor. I cannot imagine you being entertained by this.
Yeah, we love that shit, dude.
Yeah, I loved it a few years ago.
I like it fine.
Before you got enlightened.
I still like Hell House.
Hell House, the first one, is dope. You still haven't seen that one, huh?
No.
For found footage, that one's dope.
I still like...
Two and three are bad.
I still really dig... what's the Encounters one?
Grave Encounters. Like that Underneath Paris bullshit.
I love that shit.
As Above, So Below is not great.
I like that one. So I'm telling you, like,
Encounters was dope. I liked Grave Encounters.
I'm pretty forgiving of the genre because it's fun.
It's not fun. It just looks shitty.
It depends on how it's done. Like the thing with Grave Encounters was it was supposed to be a professional team. It's not like three assholes in the woods with a handy cam, you know? It's like, so you can get like good established shots, you know, like where they put the camera in specific places on purpose. You can get good atmosphere where something can just pass by your field of vision just so slightly. But with this, it's literally a cell phone and they're running or driving. So you're seeing a quarter of the woman's face or like a little thing in the background, that little T1000, like she's chasing the car.
Running after the
car. That was kind of dope, dude. See,
that's the thing. Like, I think this director has pretty cool ideas about the genre.
Like, he has chops.
But,
like
you know, ultimately, it's just a mishmash of these scenes that he's like, okay, this scene will work really cool.
And then
this scene will work really cool. She's going to float up from the lake, and it's going to look kind of neat. And, like...
No, it's going to be absolutely... There's the R word again. It's going to be dumb as fuck. When she starts...
I'm into it, man.
When she starts floating. when the fucking old bitch starts floating.
When she floats down from the...
So out.
When she floats down from the tree, I was like, huh. That's... Okay.
Just is the most desperate...
You're young, you're old, and you're supernatural now.
It's so desperate, dude. Like, we went from the shit to the floating to the monster. Like, just stop it. Get some help.
I don't disagree with you in this instance. I'm just not as like, fuck the fucking found footage genre as my cohort.
I'm not stoked on this one. It's the most desperate
found footage film I've ever seen.
That's true.
I think it's
this is true.
Here's this dumb bitch from Twitter. Dude, here's a floating old bitch.
Wait, so like, on June 18th, she tweeted, thanks to the bitch asses who got banned car canceled from TikTok yesterday, can't operate in this world of cucks.
she said the cuck.
She said the thing.
So she got cucked, and now she's...
What leads me to believe that this is not a character or a bit for her is I'm sure she's acted like this pre this movie.
Well, and also,
so it's not like she can be like, it's been a character, and it's like, well, this director wasn't making movies in 2018, so maybe shut the fuck up.
Well, also, look. Let's get it straight here, right? If you stay in a certain mental space long enough, consistently enough, I mean, what other proof of you is there? You get what I'm saying? It would be like if I was recording this show all day, every day, right? That's who I am. And it's like, oh, no, it's not. I know who I am when I'm taking a shit by myself. It's like, that's not what everybody knows. They know what they've seen, right? Just like anyone listening to the show, they don't. They know us exactly from the show and nothing else. And I have to remind myself of that because they're like, damn.
You should record yourself doing freestyle raps while you shit.
This guy takes care of people? Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's nothing like that, right? You know, like, it's nothing like this. I don't act crazy at work at all. When my boss texts me, I don't flip out ever.
Exactly. No, I'm going to tell him too. That's the good part. I'm going to be like, dude, you sent me this fucking text. Explain yourself.
You know what, dude? I was ramping up. You caught me at the wrong fucking moment.
Yeah, I just eat a whole fucking pizza.
I ate a whole pizza. I'm about to get angry about a dumb movie.
Pizarron. Wait, so why was that young bitch an old bitch?
Because she was infected by the demon, dude.
I know I'm missing. There's people that really grasped this plot much better than I did.
No, there isn't much.
I think there's actually something going on though, like, and they uncovered it by accident.
That's the problem. I don't care with films like this, is that like it gives you just enough lore to be a smartass about it, to be like, well, you clearly don't. I'm like,
yeah, it's Chinatown. You didn't get it. It's film noir.
Yeah.
There's
and
then conspiracy.
It's like, you know, she gets to the end and she goes to this house and she's like, I'm at fucking such and such an address. And it's like,
oh, this is the place
she was going to take her to.
Yeah, dude, with all the running and the car crashing and the getting turned around and everything, she somehow winds up exactly where she needed
Hella
to be.
Hella dope, dude.
And that it's like, so also, why did she keep putting that old bitch in the car? Like, you already got the money.
Let
when
her,
she freaks out, kick her the fuck
her
out.
Let her ass go. Dude, when she shits in the car.
Self-preservation.
Let her go.
Throw her out. Yeah. When she kept trying to run out in the middle of the road, let that bitch go.
Yeah.
Then you got your friend killed, stupid.
Yeah.
I wanted her to die so bad.
Here's another tweet. Everyone is going along with vaccine mandates and passports because their quote-unquote work is making them. Bitch, get a different job. Nothing but nothing bitch. Is worth putting that death dagger in your arm. I'd rather die. Shit, I hope I do. You idiots got me twisted today.
She is an idiot. The thing is, we have spent the last 2 years like not quite being able to separate anti-vax people from MAGA people, but there are nuances to that, right? So you know, the character that she's playing is neither nuanced or is it clever, right? So she could have been anti-vax and not been
also. Well, it's like also anti-vax. Okay, don't get it. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Get a different job. Okay, you get a different job. Shut the fuck up. Why are you making tweets about this?
Exactly.
That's all of that.
To stir up the snowflakes, dude.
Well, they got me.
To cuck everyone in their face. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck on my shit.
Oh, shit, my dick nipples. Ah.
Shitting dick nipples, dude.
I just got fucked on my pussy dick.
Our shitting dick nipples.
It's like, come on, man. It's not even shocking.
It feels so inauthentic. It feels like
it was like the cussing in the Foo Fighters movie, right?
It was like in Freddy vs. Jason when the chick from Destiny's Child had to drop the F-bomb.
Oh, fuck.
No, the other one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, what kind of person wears a Christmas sweater?
She calls Freddy that. Yep. That's not good. That didn't
but
you well.
But how inauthentic that felt, how clunky that felt. Like, that's what this feels like.
It's crazy because like you know she got a script and was like, okay.
You want me to say this?
Well, because that was fine still, especially in different, in certain communities.
Which wild. Is weird with, like, the image of Destiny's Child being, like, all Christian and stuff for her to say.
Yeah, that. Like, she has... She
well,
has,
not if the certain people are going to hell,
she has, according to Christianity. She had plenty of money at that time, so she said that willingly and not for money.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That was the first, last, and only movie she ever did.
Well, what a surprise.
Yeah, right?
What a fucking surprise.
I hope this is the first, last, and only movie that Annie Hardy does, because,
yeah, it's rough, man.
I mean, those credits were kind
of
fun.
I was about to say the highlight of the movie is the credits.
She's got a... Not that I'm any fun. I never have done a moment of acting in my life. Not that that's where I'm like, oh, if she just...
It's not that hard, dude.
You act every day lessons. When you go to work, dude.
It's true, dude. That's
you're wearing a dude, mask.
Motherfuckers, like, at work, like, people will be like, hey, man, like, you're always pretty chipper. Like, how do you do it? And I'm like...
Because it's bullshit.
I go, what the fuck? You got me all wrong,
because I moonlight as a serial killer.
This is just a facade.
Y'all dude. Got me twisted out here.
This is my character, bro, and I've stepped into it every morning. But yeah, this is not a good film, and I'm
so glad we watched it though.
It's yes.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad that we watched this instead of Black Phone.
What?
Well, we're gonna watch.
Well, we can do the Black Phone.
Are we doing Black Phone?
Don't we kind of need to do the Black Phone?
No, we don't. We already did this.
It's not me. Like you, like I'm like giving you a choice.
You're like, it's the zeitgeist, dude.
It's the big theatrical release.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Black Phone. It's not a mic drop to
yes,
the found
do.
Footage genre.
Oh wait, yeah, read those reviews.
Where are they? Do you have them?
Hold up, because
like, dude,
it. I'll find it.
So this is my thing. Like we've been asked before if we'd be willing to like give a quote for like for movies for like box office art, and I always give like the most honest quotes, and none of them ever make the box art.
All right, here we go. Here we go. A bonkers splatterfest.
Nope.
That's from Flickering Myth.
Was there splatter? I mean, I guess there was some blood.
Listen to these reviews, Jorge. Mm. A wildly unhinged cinematic invention.
A wildly unwatchable piece of shit.
And that's from IndieWire. Like, IndieWire, I'm like...
These people get paid for this, dude.
A mic drop for the found footage genre.
Yeah, that's Dread Central.
Dread Central.
Yeah, we all know about Dread Central's reviews.
Here we go.
they tried to pigeonhole us a few times.
Every time you think it can't get any nuttier, it proves you wrong.
Anytime you think it can't get any worse, it does.
Anytime it can't get more desperate, it does.
Yeah, nuttier is just a polite way of saying shitty.
If you thought the close-up of shit in the car was desperate, wait till you see the levitation.
Wait till she rips the stitches out of her mouth, dude.
Yeah, all of this, it's just, come on, dude. And then, what's the next part? Oh, entertaining, scary, and creepy as fuck.
None of those things.
Definitely, you know what, though, I will say, the movie was super creepy, right?
Was it?
Watching this dumb bitch go on and on in her car was super creepy.
You know what a lot of it felt like? I feel like it would have been creepier if it wasn't for her talking. It's like when you watch a porn and you can hear the cameraman talking and he's like dirty talking the actress, you know, and it always kind of takes you out of it. It's like, bro, shut the fuck up. I'm not here to listen to you. I'm here to listen to them.
Right.
That's what this feels like. It's like some of the shit could have been creepier if she wasn't running around talking about like, oh, shit on my tits. Oh, fuck my ass. Oh, come in my face.
I think it's funny now.
But it's like, I mean, it's...
Well, that's the funniest part.
Yeah, but it takes all the weight out of it.
This is...
Oh, fuck my ass.
What's gonna fucking inevitably happen is we're gonna catch hell for not liking this movie because we think the actress is a fucking MAGA head, right? And what the point is...
No,
is
you this, made it clear.
That's this, a valid point.
Well, no, but he also said, regardless of what it's trying to do, like, if you're trying to do this...
Fail.
It's annoying and fail. If you're trying to do this, it's annoying and fail.
Yeah.
If this is actually who you are... Definitely annoying and fail. If this is an act all the time, even worse, because at least this was bound to an hour and a half piece of shit movie.
But now dear, it winds up being like 67 minutes once you take the credits out of it, which like, thank God.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they managed to keep it to about an hour. That's at least considerate.
And that's a long hour.
Dude, it's a fucking long hour.
Yeah, it's unfortunately a slog, even though even with a short movie.
Because like Rhett was saying, the first 30 minutes, like nothing happens. It's her filming just like dumb shit. doing little raps and like getting on the plane to her friend's house.
Her friend, by the
way.
And
talking about how cucked everything is and like, you know, all the sheep not wearing masks. And friend, then she almost gets her friend fired because she doesn't want to wear a mask. Her friend
who she clearly hates.
Yeah.
Hey, check out Paste Magazine. Rob Savage's dash cam is the equivalent of strapping a GoPro to a Republican edgelord's dirty diaper and throwing it into a blender.
It's pretty good. It's
pretty good.
I don't know about the dirty diaper, but...
yeah, it's a little, it's a little. Yeah, tame,
strapping
right?
it to the brim of a MAGA hat.
Well, and you know, and also going on a, you know, the whole deal is like, well, dude, you just don't get it because you've never had a friend like this. I'm like,
my brother's like that.
I sit next to this motherfucker weekly.
Yeah,
he was like that. Trust me.
Like what?
Just kidding.
What did you say?
Like that bitch. He said that was you, dude.
Dude, wait a minute.
That's literally my glazed, brother.
We have glazed over this entire thing. We were watching this. This motherfucker, you Me. Are the anti-vaxxer. I'm not the COVID denier.
I'm not a COVID denier. I think it was mishandled. I think it was handled.
All of a sudden.
Check
what
the
about
tapes.
Calling the people sheep?
That's because they're not listening. They're all not of paying a attention
sudden, it's a very
on.
Metered response. All of a sudden.
Because you see how it looks. That's what it looks
remember,
like.
Remember, I wore my mask here first, and then you and Chris or you and Rhett were like, oh, you're going to wear it around
that's
us,
also,
dude?
That's also trash. Like, I'm not like, oh, I wore my mask first.
Dude, I was there. I was
trash.
I was on that COVID train, dude.
The COVID.
I was one of the first ones to get my vax, dude.
Right we were there. Over here putting on a Rona song. That's what we were doing. We were like,
Rona,
like,
hell
Rona,
yeah,
Rona,
that's
Rona. Rona.
We oh, looking, that song was dope. Whatever we happened
looking,
to that song?
We were looking for it on Spotify.
That was good, man. Rona. That's where he got pizarrón.
I think one thing that can be said is we've all been taken for a fucking ride with this situation.
For a Rona ride?
Yes. But I don't call people sheep about vaccines and shit, okay?
No, I call people sheep about not knowing about the
Russian, missiles?
About the Russian warships outside of Hawaii, dude.
Oh, God.
The testing intercontinental damn, ballistic missiles, dude.
Matt just needs
Wake up, pay attention.
Matt needs his own dash cam, and then he'll have
oh,
his day.
Oh, shit, dude.
My
it
dash
was going
cam would just be me singing pop
to that area. It was, until you started, like... regularly, you know,
laying you with the facts, dude.
Laying pipe. Oh. When you started regularly laying pipe, things settled down a bit.
I didn't have time to pay attention to the news anymore.
Yo, what, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Fuck the news.
Oh, put it and the people with their views.
What was it from the boys laying cable?
The news started with the wait,
laying
the
cable
song?
All over this shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Laying cable, laying pipe.
Laying cable all over my shitty dick nipples.
Yeah, shit on my face, coming my ass.
She says that.
She
huh?
does say that.
That one's not even like creative. It's just like coming my ass. It's like
she, yeah. She was like running and she's like shit in my mouth, coming my ass. And I was like, she should have said come in my mouth, shit in my ass.
Back and forth. Yeah. I just it's like, dude, come on. If you're gonna do that bit, like, do it better, man. Like, it's like
I wonder how much of that was actually scripted, and how much of it was just dude, her the, like the, making
the,
shit up.
The director definitely was like, you know what, dude, Annie, do your thing. And also, motherfucker, they named two characters Angela. In
what,
this
what
god
to do with anything?
Goddamn movie. It's annoying is what it is. Because I don't know who the fuck they're talking about. True. Are they talking about Angela or Annie Angela? Fuck you.
Wow. You really paid attention to that.
Well, I mean, bro. Hey,
hold up.
Everybody's got a lot of views. Everybody seems to like the news. Everybody's got a lot of views, Everybody's got a lot of views.
Yeah.
And he did that. He did that by himself, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good.
Wow, wow, wee, wow.
That's better than some Annie Hardy shit. Give us a freestyle rap about the movie, Rhett.
No,
come on,
dude. You can't put me on the spot like that.
Sure, I can. Annie can do
Annie
it.
Annie could do it
you
because she's an
can't
exhibitionist.
Put me on the spot
person.
Like that. Eh, I'll go eat a rat.
Yeah, he's as good.
Then
as
I'll
Annie
go
is.
Bat to bat.
Yeah.
Annie sucks a lot of dick. I'm not a fucking trick. Stupid bitch, suck the dick. Trick, trick, trick. What?
Man, that's not, yeah. I mean, that's not.
That's off the top of the dome right there.
That's the. That,
get this guy on Shade 45 because he's
not good. That was it's three words: trick, bitch, dick. It's like super creative.
Well, that's that's half.
He's like one good thing about Annie. She's gonna suck that dick.
One good thing about Annie. Always gonna suck that dick.
That's basically half the script in this goddamn movie, dude.
Right. At least mine was rhythmically more. There was more going on.
It flowed better too.
She was rapping like Paul Revere the whole time. Like fucking. Like yeah, you know.
She was rapping like John Cena first came out, and he tried to freestyle. That shit's cringy. That was the same shit.
Yeah, let's be clear here. We did not like your movie because you're a weirdo,
or you're insufferable,
or you portrayed a character, or you might not be portraying a character, or you're portraying two characters. Your movie sucks because it sucks.
That's true.
Oh, and it shouldn't be a movie. Like you didn't. There was no reason for this to be a movie.
$100,000 I bet it made plenty of money back.
Oh, for sure.
$6 rentals. Yeah, it made $18
right
here.
There was no reason for it to be a movie. There's a reason for it to be a movie, yes.
Because you can make a few bucks on it.
Yeah. A lot of views. The movie will make a couple bucks.
I don't think the movie.
And then you might be
a
little
stupid cucks.
Yeah.
Oh, you had it. Never mind.
He got it. Is there anything else? What the cult? Cults just thrown in there. They just show up, slit their throats. Oh shit, it was a cult. That's over.
They did that too. Desperation.
Didn't make any sense. And then she just stabbed this supernatural snake woman, squid woman to death. Just stabbed her with a knife and she's like, cool, I'm gone. I'm going to leave. And then she starts rapping again.
And then she starts rapping and recording again.
Yep. Like nothing happened.
That's why it's Jorge's favorite film.
It's true. Favorite film of the...
I expect this to be bottom five all around.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's a mic drop to the found footage genre, dude.
Dread Central, dude. When they say that too, who are they quoting?
Themselves.
No, but who said it?
Is one of the writers?
Nobody knows.
That's how this shit works, man. A lot of the time they want you to write good reviews so you get more projects. So then like they make more money off of ad revenue. And then they'll like, oh, well, you got us, you know, in good with these guys. So now we'll give you this one.
Well, I get that. But are we still recording?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a waste of life, you know?
Just a waste of life.
Just fucking bury yourself.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, that was Who Goes Your Podcast for episode 356. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us today.
We sure didn't enjoy our time with this movie.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. If you made it this far and if you didn't enjoy your time here, you know, give us throw us a review on anything.
Yeah, that's dope. Spotify or Apple Podcasts or fucking Steezer or Stitcher or Geezer or whatever these fucking
programs
are.
Find us on Screambox.
Yeah.
Oof.
Find me in your mom's box.
Find me in your dick nipple cum tits.
Yeah, shit on my fucking fuck on my ass.
Damn.
I got nothing.
I'm the new Eddie Hardy, dude.
Eddie Hardy. Maddie Hardy, dude.
Yeah, dude. Let's come buy my trucker hats this fall.
What we're doing next episode now.
Let's not do that on the show.
Yeah, please, God.
Absolutely not.
Because that's super great podcast.
All right, idiots. There. See you later.
Bye, Sophia.
She hated this movie, by the way.
Good.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not glad that she hated it. I'm glad that she hated it.
She despised it.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.